Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy, Kev, coming at you like Chris D'Elia at Family Kids Fun Night at Pizza Hut. Bring your bucket buttons. Gonna get some free pizza. Yeah, I guess I heard a rumor going around that Chris D'Elia is actually super bummed out that all the Chuck E. Cheese's are getting shut down. He's gonna have to scope out the babe somewhere else. So I'm sorry. Yeah, so this is just to let you guys know, we record an episode this week. However, we had our mixer fail on us. We had a microphone shit out in the middle of it. The audio is all jacked up, so we're not going to be releasing that this week. Although we do have the video of it. The quality's not like super amazing, but it's all right. So we still might put the video of it up on YouTube. So this is actually going to be an episode that we recorded for our Patreon back in, I think it was June or July of last year. So if you were one of our Patreon subscribers, you've heard it, but it's a pretty good one. So hopefully you all enjoy that. And my new mixer finally shipped and should be here Wednesday. So we shouldn't have any more audio problems, I'm hoping. So I do apologize because it's been a few times the last couple of weeks that's happened, and it's been such a pain. And like always, this is just a disclaimer to let you know that this is a comedy and crime podcast. So even though we do cover many serious cases and true events, we do like to throw in some dark humor, some inappropriate jokes. Sometimes a tooth likes to whip out some of his nipples. And if you watch our YouTube videos, I think he does that almost every episode. So that's pretty cool. But alrighty, thank you everyone for being patient with us. And once again, I am sorry. What also sucks is Andrew is on this episode, the one we just recorded. So once the video's up, you'll get to see all five of the boys hanging out, getting nasty. Maybe we kiss, maybe we don't. I don't know. You'll have to see. Alrighty, thank you everyone for listening. Be good, stay safe, and laugh at the dark stuff. Hashtag Wildman Baby.
Alright, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the brothers' common place tonight.
Alrighty, welcome everyone to The Brothers Commonplace, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more. I forgot this is a bonus episode. I don't need to do that shit. So alrighty, so this is a bonus Patreon episode. We got something pretty fun planned. But before we jump into that, why don't you say hello to my good two-stepping boys.
Hey, what's up? It's the seventh samurai, the Toof.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I like that shit.
Oh shit, I don't have an intro planned.
That's alright.
What's up, guys? I'm just hanging out here playing a little Spore.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
That's not a lie.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Is that game fun?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit fun. I wonder who is the host of this episode.
And it is your boy, Kev, a.k.a. the Dirty Dog. And they always say, don't meet your heroes. But how was I supposed to know Jared from Subway would be at Sam's Club that day?
Mm-hmm. Wait, Sam's Club?
Yeah.
Is that where he got caught molesting that kid?
No, he was just shopping.
Oh, okay, good.
So
right,
today,
so he's a normal guy just like all of us.
Yeah, he's all right.
Wait, so you really met Jared at Sam's Club?
No,
yeah,
I wish,
it was a couple
dude.
Years ago.
Damn.
So today for this bonus episode, we have a special edition that we're going to call hashtag Wildman or hashtag Mildman. I have three people that we're going to talk about today, and at the end, you can decide whether or not they deserve the title of Wild Man or Mild Man. And now, when it comes to Wild Man, we kind of have different definitions. Like, if they do something really cool and kind of badass, you're like, fuck yeah, that's a hashtag Wild Man. Or if they're just, like, so stupid and scrubby and do, like, idiotic things that all of us would probably do, then that's also a hashtag Wild Man. I don't really know the actual definition. It seems like it's...
Sometimes if they're just really evil, they're a hashtag wild man too.
That's true. So anything before you before we jump into this, boys?
We also have a thing called the Mel Hall of Fame where we put characters sometimes. Yeah. But they have to be really twisted.
That was coined by our boy K-Pet way back in the day.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes. So alrighty, here we go. What's the word I want to use? Person number one, I guess? Alrighty.
How about equestrian?
Equestrian number one, Gary Hoy. Now, this guy, our first dude on the list, I'm sure some of you have probably heard about this one, but Gary Hoy,
He is a 39-year-old man, and this guy, he is a lawyer at a law firm at Holden Day Wilson in Toronto.
And when people would greet him, they would say, ahoy.
Ahoy.
Do you know when he... When Gary would speak Spanish, he would turn into SpongeBob or Doodle Bob. Mi hoy. Oh, man.
And Holden Day Wilson, that was actually the largest law firm failure in Canadian history, closing in 1996. And this is actually gonna have a little bit to do with that.
At least it was a... law firm. At least they specified that, because I'm pretty sure one of us four has the record for at least largest failure ever. So
that's true, dude. And then Gary, he also had completed an engineering degree before studying law as well. So he does sound like he's like a pretty intelligent dude. Like, he doesn't sound like a complete fuck up at all.
No.
I mean, neither did Fogel, so.
That's true, dude. That is true. Who said he is a fuck up?
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's true.
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay, that's jokes, obviously. Fucking Jared from Subway, dude. So here we go. The reason for Gary being on our list. The day is July 9th, 1993, and we are going to be on the 24th floor of the Toronto Dominion Bank Tower building at the TD Center. And Gary, he is giving a tour to some of the students there. And this is when he decides to perform a stunt that he had perfected over the years, one that he has done many, many times. He decides to demonstrate the strength of the building's window glass.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And his plan was he was going to run at the window and slam himself into it, which would then lead to him bouncing off of it harmlessly.
Hey, his name's Gary Hoy?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Gary Hoy, and welcome to Jackass.
So that was his plan, but that's not exactly what happened, not on this day. So Gary, he first runs and throws his body at the window glass, and it holds. Gary, he bounces back like he had planned. So everything worked. He played this really fun joke on his students, and they all either thought that that was super funny or this guy was just completely fucking nuts or ridiculous.
All right.
But that's when Gary decides, like, no, man, we got to give it another go. We're like, one is good, but two is better. So we're going to give it another shot here. Run number two. And he runs at the glass, throws his body into it. But the glass, it does not throw him back like he had previously expected. Nor does the glass shatter or break either. Instead, the glass window is completely forced out of its frame, which then leads to Gary and the window tumbling out to the other side and falling 24 stories to his death.
Fuck yeah, dude. Silver Surfer, dude, riding those planes of glass.
Isn't that fucking nuts?
Oh, yeah. I like how there's a need for a second one. Like, yeah. You know what? Just in case you're a fucking wild man and want to throw yourself into it again.
Like, and he did this in front of students.
Yeah.
Like he had to do it again. And I guess this is something he did all the time.
Well, I mean, hell, you could switch the names, take out that, and say this is something Jared Fogel did in front of kids all the time. And he's, yeah, one's a scumbag, one's a hero. I don't know.
Well, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? I crashed through the glass and fell into the parking lot. Stupid. It's not even funny.
And he just barely missed not hitting a big yellow taxi.
I do have a quote right here. Structural engineer Bob Greer, he was quoted by the Toronto Star as saying, quote, "I don't know of any building code in the world that would allow a 160-pound man to run up against a glass and withstand it."
Wait, no, that's a little bit off. He wasn't 160 pounds. I saw reports that he was almost close to 300 pounds because of the enormous weight of his balls he was carrying.
That's right, dude. And in another interview, the firm spokesman mentioned that the glass, in fact, did not break, but it popped out of its frame, which led to Hoy's falling out the other side and down 24 stories. That's a fucking long way up. That's scary as fuck.
Oh, yeah. You know you're going to die, so do you think he kind of, like, tried to surf it on the way down? Like, fuck it. Might as well go out, cowabunga, dude.
He'd have to have a really good reaction time.
God, imagine how scary that'd be. I wonder what the time would be. What is, how long of a fall is that?
Well, let's see. If a story is 10 feet.
Is that what it is?
Oh, I don't know. It could vary a little bit. It might be 8 feet. I don't know.
That sounds about right. 10 feet.
Yeah. It's around 200. It's over 200 feet in the air.
What's falling speed? Let's see. Falling 100 feet takes about 2.5 seconds. So 200 feet would be 5 seconds.
Roughly, although you speed up as you go for a while. Yeah. But yeah.
So somewhere between what, three and five? That's a fucking long, those are going to be some long seconds.
Oh, yeah. Not as, God damn it. How can I do it? I'll say not as long as, I don't know, me and Kevin Spencer were at a buffet line and we had to wait in line to get seconds. I don't fucking know, man.
Okay, all right. So this death was in 1993. The law firm would eventually close down 3 years later in 1996. One of the main reasons being because of this accident. And then one final quote to go out on. According to one of the managing partners of the Holden Day law firm, Gary Hoy, he was known as one of the best and brightest in the entire company. So their best and brightest guy did this.
Maybe at lawyering.
Yes.
Not so much at lifing.
So that was our first guy. What do you guys say? Hashtag wild man or hashtag mild man?
You know,
I think the second time, if it would have happened on the first time, then I think that would have just been like, all right. But the fact that he had to do it again.
You know, I was going to say he's a mild man. Yeah. But the fact that he's the smartest dude at the company, hashtag wild man.
Fuck yeah, dude. What about you, Spence? Thoughts?
His ass is glass.
Oh, yes.
Damn, that's a good one. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I would have gone mild man, but the fact that he had to do it again and then that was literally his downfall. I'm going to go wild man for that one. I'm pretty sure there's no one I could throw on this list that's not going to be wild man. Now that I think about it. Especially
Hey, where there's a will, there's a way.
Especially with number 2. Now this guy, this second person we're going to talk about, this is like a fucking treat to bring this guy up to you guys. It is an honor to talk about this man. He is fucking one of my favorite people of all time. His name is David Wiley. So his fucking, you know, David Wiley's his name and being Wiley was his game.
There
this
you go.
This dude is fucking awesome. So this guy, I will mention, just so you can picture him, he is a 55-year-old skinny black dude. Not that that matters, but it's just so you can picture him. And this is going to take place 2015 in Clarksville, Tennessee.
So he was also Wiree.
Yes, he was. Oh, God, he's awesome. So January 22nd at around 11 p.m., he was criminally trespassing at Kelly's Big Burger. All right.
Mm-hmm.
A witness said that David Wiley, he was being hostile towards customers, and whenever anyone asked him to leave the restaurant, he would whip his dick and balls out, and he would start waving them at all the people in the restaurant.
Okay. All okay.
Right. The Hall of Fame.
This guy is the shit. Officers on scene, they said that David was extremely drunk. And he even told the police officers, he's like, yo, I just drank 2 pints of vodka. And he also
dare
had...
Dare me to drive.
And he also had half an empty bottle of vodka on him. I just drank 2 pints of vodka. Dare me to wave my dick and balls at everyone? So he was, Wiley, he was then arrested and charged with criminal trespassing, public intoxication, and indecent exposure. And his bond was set at $5,500.
He's trying to, like, this guy's trying to start a rap career, but he's trying to name himself Little Dicky and Balls.
And now you're probably wondering, oh, is that it? Fuck no, that's not it. Now we're going to go to February 2016. The police are called to a Walmart where? In Clarksville, Tennessee again at around 1:30 p.m. So what do you guys, just take a guess. What do you think our boy's doing here?
He's stealing shit with his asshole.
Good guess.
Okay.
He's whipping his dick and balls out.
Okay, let's see. Let's find out. 1:30 p.m. at Walmart. A sales clerk, she tells officers that, hey, there's a man in the alcoholic beverages aisle, and he's relieving himself on the floor, so he's just pissing all over the floor. And then when people come at him to get him to leave, he takes a fucking entire package of trout, stuffs it in his pants, and tries to run out the building without paying.
Trout as in fish?
Yeah.
Oh,
on
wow.
his way out, he takes trout and shoves it was in his that... pants.
Now, here's the thing I'd ask in court. Like, was that premeditated or did he just grab that as the closest thing?
I don't know. This is at 1:30. He fucking goes into the beer aisle, pisses all over the floor. They tell him to get out, so he runs out and takes a package of trout and shoves it down his pants.
He's all like, right. It's like a hostage situation. Like, don't come any closer. Or the trout fucking gets it.
I don't know the lyrics, so I'm just going to kind of mumble it and go along. But yeah. Trout in my pants and a trout piss on the floor and got trout. Gonna escape the store, trout.
Oh, yeah. Piss your pants and trout. Piss your pants and trout. Yeah, dude, I fucking love
this guy. Hey, wave my dick, hey.
You have to pay for that trout. David Wiley. He gets chased out of this Walmart. Of course, he is highly intoxicated. I mean, it's 1 p.m. Why wouldn't he be? Whenever confronted by the police, this is what he says. I'm not concerned about being charged because all of these offenses are only misdemeanors. He says that while running from the police.
Fuck yes.
And a police report would show that he admitted that he was drunk and he had been drinking, and he even again tells the officers he doesn't care about being cited for all these low-level crimes because they're only misdemeanors, so they're pretty much not crimes to him.
Fuck yes.
And then
he's not the hero we want, he's the hero we need.
He is fucking awesome. And then according to his arrest warrant for that day, the value of the items that he attempted to steal was $130. So $130 worth of trout, I'm guessing, because that's the only thing I saw that he tried to take. And then the vandalism damage from him pissing on the ground and on stuff was $10.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. He probably pissed on a 12-pack or something.
Oh, okay. I think meant like the charge of the ticket and everything, too. I was like, holy shit, I need to start committing crimes.
So David Wiley, he's booked into Montgomery County Jail on charges of shoplifting, vandalism, indecent exposure, and public intoxication, and his bond was set at $2,000.
Okay.
Still not done.
Yeah.
Fuck yes. Just 17 days after the Walmart piss trout incident, he was charged with trespassing in Clarksville. After a woman told police that he climbed into her home through a bedroom window after 3 a.m. and asked her for a cigarette.
Nice.
Imagine was how he, fucking scary that would be.
Was he naked?
he was only charged with criminal trespassing. And okay. Then, yeah. But imagine that. He just fucking comes in through the window at 3 a.m., wakes you up and says, hey, can I bum a cigarette? And you don't even know who this fucker is.
Imagine how many times it's worked for him.
I don't know, Jeremiah. How many times has it worked for you?
Every time.
Yeah, this guy's been to court for more than 20 cases, and they're all like trespassing, public intoxication, indecent exposure, and shit like that. So it's just like all the funny shit.
Yeah, pretty good.
So that's David Wiley. What do you guys think about this dude?
I'm going to go hashtag mild man.
Oh.
Because what are you doing waving your dick at fucking little kids and shit in public, you bitch boy?
We don't know if there were kids there.
If not, hashtag wild man.
No, it probably was. Who knows?
Because of the pissing on the floor, hashtag crazy eyes. For all of you Orange is the New Black viewers.
I need to see it. I haven't seen it. I started watching The Sopranos, though.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I've never watched that.
It's pretty good so far. I'm like 8 episodes in. I need to watch Orange is the New Black, though. I've heard good things.
It's almost over. It's finale's coming out.
All right. Anything before we get to our last man on the list?
What's our current score?
We have, I think the first guy, we voted Wild Man. The second guy, I would have said Wild. Toof said Mild, and then you said Crazy Eyes. So I think that's a good one. Wild, Mild, Crazy Eyes for that guy.
Okay.
Now this next one, Joey Gados Jr.
Wild Man, just from the name.
He already sounds like one of those fucking Pokemons, like the blue water one. Is that Zapdos or what the fuck is Gyarados?
Gyarados.
Gyarados.
Now this guy, also known as Zack Attack, some of you may already know who he is, because Joey Gados Jr., more notably Zach Mooneyham in Jack Black's wonderful movie School of Rock.
Oh, okay.
That's right. The lead guitarist in the movie. That is this guy. Well, he's all grown up now. He's 28 or 29 years old, and he's got a bit of a problem here. The good news, though, he's still rocking out on the guitar. He even plays in a band called Stereo Jane. I don't know if they're any good or anything about him, but I know he's in that band. And also, a couple years ago, there was a School of Rock reunion show where the band gets together to jam out some of the tunes, and he fucking rocks it out. The dude can really play. He's pretty good.
All right, yeah.
But back to his problems.
And he can't escape those problems.
No.
Never could, never will.
He ran into some trouble in Sarasota, Venice, and Northport. He liked to do this thing where he would go into music stores. He would ask about some guitars. He would play around on them, jam them out. And then on January 31st, a store owner, he allowed Gados to play this $800 Les Paul Epiphone Prophecy. And then after a few minutes of playing it, he runs out of the store with the guitar without having paid for it.
Fuck yeah.
And of course, this isn't the first time he's done this either. He had done this a few times in the span of 5 weeks. He was stealing guitars, and he even tried it with an amp. So in 5 weeks, he did this like 4 or 5 times. And the best part is, since this happened within a couple years, every place like this has fucking cameras, so there's security footage of him doing it, too.
Fuck yeah, running out like a little weasel bitch.
And the Venice Police Department, they tweeted out, quote, "Come on, when will thieves learn that almost all establishments have cameras? This sticky-fingered bandit made off with a guitar while the employee was distracted." So, Gados here, Zack Attack, he stole a $1,900 guitar from Sam Ash on February 11th. Police caught him, took him into custody, and released him the next day. He told the arresting officer, quote, "I need to be arrested. I stole the guitar."
Okay.
And then he blamed the thefts on his drug addiction, saying, like, hey, you know, I've been stealing these. Because he would steal guitars, take them to pawn shops for money, and then buy drugs.
Wow. Getting sad.
So in total, though, he got caught every fucking time because there's cameras. Well, yeah. And sometimes there's a video of him where he just straight walks out. And I think he's still strumming it.
Oh, yeah. Man. Why are you trying to sway my decision here, Kev?
So he was arrested 4 times in 5 weeks. And he's not even getting away with any of it. So he's taken an $800 Les Paul Epiphone Prophecy, a $700 Fender Strat, a $1,900 Gibson Les Paul Gold Top, and he even tried nabbing an amp, like on his last attempt. He tried to take out a fucking amp.
That's pretty badass, actually.
And now this is where I think he becomes hashtag wildman territory. After getting arrested 4 times, admitting to the cops that he stole the guitars and he did it because of his drug addiction, on his last arrest, and whenever he's going to court after his last arrest, he decides he's going to plea not guilty.
Fuck yeah.
He's on camera at every store, and he's admitted to it each time.
He sings the Shaggy song.
Wasn't me.
I saw you strumming on the way out. It wasn't me. I saw you with an amp. It wasn't me.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Saw you jamming on the Les Paul. It wasn't me.
I wonder if he asked people in Spanish if they were gay and then confirmed that he was gay also.
What do you mean?
Because, like, are you gay? Me too. Wait, no.
Oh, this is because his last name is Gados.
Gados. Fuck. Okay. How did I fuck that up? Damn it.
All right. No, I like where you're going.
Yeah,
it,
we'll just leave it at that.
So that's why I think he, if he wouldn't have done all this, admitted to it, and then pled not guilty, I probably wouldn't have even brought this guy up. But the fact that he did that is pretty funny. And then also just a fun note here, back in 2009 when he was underage and intoxicated, he was arrested for a DUI in Michigan after he was trying to drive away from a Taco Bell, like fucking drunk as fuck, I guess. But the best part of that is that the arresting officer, this is what he said. When I heard we had someone from School of Rock, I thought it was that big guy, Black. But then I heard... but then I heard it was that goofy guy who plays the guitar.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on Zach Mooneyham, a.k.a. Joey Gatos Jr.?
I'm going to take you boys on a bit of a roller coaster here.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Shredding the guitar in School of Rock, hashtag wild man.
Yeah.
Growing older always sucks, hashtag mild man.
Yeah, that sucks.
Going in stores and testing out shit and shredding on them, hashtag wild man.
Yeah.
Stealing said guitars with a distraction tactic, hashtag wild man.
Oh, yes, baby.
Getting addicted to drugs, hashtag mild man.
Yeah.
Naming yourself Zach Attack, hashtag wild man, final verdict.
I'm going to send you the, this email account right here.
Yeah, hashtag wild man. He at least lives an interesting life.
Yeah.
Playing it on the way out definitely boosted his thing too. Because he's not even like, it doesn't even sound like he's trying to weasel out either. No, he's like straight up just like playing it.
Yeah. I posted a video in Discord.
I'm watching.
It's so fucking funny, dude.
Wow, he's just literally walking around playing it. That's fucking great.
Yeah, dude. Thank you, watching.
He just slowly just walks out.
Just slowly leaves out that door.
What's weird is, like, it looks like that stuff he's going to the back room.
Yeah, yeah. That shit's funny.
Fuck yeah.
Alrighty, that is everything for a hashtag wildman or mildman. You guys got anything you want to add or any comments or something? I did have a guy on the list that I took off. I didn't have enough full time. I didn't think he was quite ready, but maybe in a couple years. Look forward to hear us talking about Grayson Allen.
Yes,
he may be on the next one. We'll see.
I do like this format. It's pretty easy and simple and pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's not super funny or anything, but I had fun doing it.
Yeah, maybe I'll come up with contestant voices next time.
Fuck yeah.
And
dude,
now contestant number three.
Yeah, I like that, dude.
It's definitely a game where the points don't matter.
No, they do not. Mm-hmm.
It seems like money doesn't matter here either.
Dude, the fact that he's on camera in all these and even said, arrest me, I stole the guitars, I have a drug addiction. And then later being like, you know what, not guilty. I didn't
do that.
I didn't fucking do it. That's not me.
Ever since Jaden Smith came out, man, everyone fucking is too woke now to know the truth.
Dude, all the comments on the videos of the Zach Attack, they all make the joke out of him having a case of stick it to the mun itis, whatever the fuck it is from the movie. It's so dumb, but it's funny. Maybe we were making straight A's, but we were stuck in the dumb days. Fuck yeah, dude. School of Rock was the shit.
Yeah.
All right, anything you guys want to say or talk about before we shut her down?
In the cooler at the unnamed sandwich shop where I work.
Uh-huh.
You put the bread, the frozen bread in there, and it is allowed to sort of slowly thaw into thawed bread dough that can then be cooked the next day. You do this right before close, and it thaws overnight. And the machine is called the retarder.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hell yeah, I'm on board.
I feel like they put me in there a little bit when I was a kid.
Oh, yes, baby. All right, I'm shutting this down, guys. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
Oh, shit.
Do you want to be stay safe, guy?
Stay safe.
Oh.
And laugh at the dark stuff.
Dude, fuck yeah, I liked that.
Hashtag mild man.
Oh, fuck you, Jeremiah. Hashtag wild man.
Hashtag waving my dick.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm hitting stop.